just the approach, the kind of, you know, everyone coming in and getting together for the first time.
Everybody's excited right now, obviously. Good to be back. Good to see all the guys. Just coming in and work hard, focus on, you know, one day at a time and try to come together as a team. You know, we're going to have new guys already and with the draft and stuff. So just starting that process of building as a team and coming together.
And it's been a busy offseason news-wise in terms of with the relocation. Your thoughts, knowing you're going to be playing under the Spectre, you're going to be playing in Oakland for at least a season, but the team's eventually going to be moving to Los Angeles.
We're just trying to focus on right now. You know, like you said, we'll be playing in Oakland this year. We're just trying to focus on, you know, what we can do every day to get better and worry about the rest whenever that time comes.
Rodney, have you had been back enough to have any interaction with fans at all who maybe know who you are or say anything about Vegas or Oakland, or can you get any feedback on that kind of stuff at all?
Very little. Yeah. You know, very little. I mean, if I go to the store or something. Like I said, just trying to focus on, you know, what's now and getting better every day.
What does that sound like, the feedback at the store?
I guess I'm not really getting any feedback. I get the question of how do I feel about it or things of that nature, but nothing more than that.
Right now, there's been a lot of conversation about Marshawn Lynch possibly coming here. What's your thoughts on Marshawn as a player having?
Great player. You know, ran for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns in the league. A great player, and I guess it's up to other people to figure out if he's coming or not.
Just overall, how was the off season for you? Any crazy stunts like KO?
It was good. It was good. It was good to see family. You know, a lot of guys are from so far away. It's sometimes good to get home and see family a little bit. But it's good to recharge also. But I don't have any crazy stories like that.
We saw how Jack had it with the reaction on social media and all that. What were you thinking seeing him?
I don't know. He crazy. I don't even think it surprised me actually that he did that, but he a crazy dude.
What are your thoughts as you were following the Raiders to Vegas thing, and then you see the owner's boat, and then word gets back to you? What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't know. I think as players, we're so far removed from, that side almost. You know, we only, hear what we read or whatnot, and I'm not too big into reading that stuff. But, I don't know. We just take it as it comes and focus on what we can do today.
What were your personal thoughts, though, when you actually finally heard that, oh, wow, they are relocating?
I really don't know. Something different. Obviously, I've never been on a team that moved or whatnot. I try not to dig too much into stuff that I can't control. So,
Jack was saying at the NFL owners meetings that hey, I don't want to necessarily be blunt, but a lot of these guys won't even be on the team by the time we actually meet the Vegas. That's kind of the NFL's a year-to-year thing, isn't it?
There's a lot of turnover every year. I would imagine. I don't know. Probably 20-30%. You're gonna have new guys. So, like I said, for a number of reasons, I don't look too far ahead. It's a lot of things going into preparing for one day or one game. A week of game plan takes a lot of energy. I think it's too much energy to be worried about, outside stuff.
When you signed here, this was not considered a very good team. Mm-hmm. And now coming off 12-4, but even you think about how far you've come in a short period of time to be a legit contender.
Oh, it came a long way, man. It's taken a lot of guys to come together, focus on a common goal and believe in each other and just buy in. So, like you said, we made a lot of progress. We feel we still have a lot of work to do. So, every year is different. No year is the same. Like you said earlier, new guys on every team, new coaches. We just got this team got to come together and build our identity for the season.
You guys still have a taste a little bit about Wade.
I think every team that didn't win the Super Bowl has that taste, I think. So, we made it a step further last year. I think for the guys that were here, we can build off that valuable experience to play in playoffs. It's a lot different. So, I think we can take that taste and kind of fuel on being in that environment and be hungry to get back.
Look at the draft every year and how many guys are hit and miss and how that
position it is sometime. Kind of remarkable that you're on a team that got Derek Carr and Khalil Mack in the same draft.
Yeah, good. I mean, that was a very good draft. Those guys are so important to our team and play really well, prepare well, and they're, you know, great examples for the younger guys. And you know, when your better players are the hardest workers, it makes the environment a whole lot better.
This is the third year you've been in this kind of meeting that you were this morning, where started with the offseason workouts. First time you come from Kansas City was 3-13. Mm-hmm. And the next year it was 7-9. What have you seen the energy progress? Now it's coming off the 12-4 season and the year that you guys had. What was it like today? Has it been any different from when you first got here?
I think the first day always brings that excitement. You know, you spend a few months away, not around a bunch of the guys. I mean, you see a few of them throughout the offseason, but, you know, I think it's that excitement of being back and, you know, meeting the new players. So everybody's excited, ready to get to work, and looking forward to it.
Is there a sense of unfinished business just the way last year ended?
Yeah, we wanted to. You know, obviously play better in the playoffs, but, you know, we didn't get that done, so we're excited to get back and build.
You curious to see at all how the offense will change, or if at all much with Todd Downing as the play caller as opposed to Bill Musgrave?
I don't know if it will or not. We haven't really dug into it being the first day, but whatever it is, I'm very confident in our, you know, our guys will hop right in and work together and lean on each other to learn what we're doing and execute it. Those guys are really good players, a lot of speed with those two guys. Looking forward to playing with those guys. They're going to help us out a lot.
What is Marshall Newhouse going to bring to that offensive line? That's one of the strengths of the team
anyways. Mm-hmm. Smart guy, very smart. I spoke with him today a little bit, and I think I met him a little while back. But a smart guy, big powerful guy, a veteran guy, been around, knows the game well.
A tough thing to see mentally
leave? Yeah, it's always tough, man. That's the tough part about, you know, this game and this business is, you know, you gain friends, and every year it seems like some of your better friends are leaving, going to other places or whatnot.
DeAndre and Jalen have pretty good years as rookies. What's the next step to take for them?
Just to keep learning, keep growing. You know, you can never stop learning this game. You are always picking up new stuff. So just keep learning, keep growing. Both of those guys work really hard, so that's not an issue for those two guys. But just to keep learning, building on what they did and continue to gain that confidence, take it to the next level.
He's obviously lost Latavius. He might bring in Marshawn or someone else, but can those guys handle it?
Those guys can play well. You know, Latavius was out a few games last year, and those guys stepped up, played well. They pick up stuff really well. Smart kids, they learn.
What's your offseason routine? Some guys aren't in the building as much because they go to different parts of the country. Others are around. What do you do?
Work out. Try to see family some too. So, like you say, everybody's a little different. But I think one common denominator is, you know, going to see family a little bit, and while working out and stuff too.
What's it been like see Derek, his progression physically from that tough moment when he goes down to just now, and you walk in and having the meetings today? What's this been like? Even though I don't know if I think you're not able to actually see him snaps or anything in the workout program,
right?
Just to see his progression.
It's good to see, man. It's good to see Derek's in, you know, great spirits. He's a very positive guy all the time. And it's good to see him back around, moving around well.
You guys are a pretty good offense last year. Most of the guys you brought in the offseason were on offense. Were you surprised by that? Did you guys actually brought in some more firepower?
I don't think you can ever be surprised in this game. So, no, I'm not surprised. Teams are always trying to get better. You know, no matter how good you are or how well you did, you always want to get better, you know. So, not surprised.
Thank you,
Ryan. All right.
Can you talk about that Raider brand and just how powerful that is? I mean, it's going to Vegas in a few years or whatever, but just the brand itself.
We have a great fan base. I would think our fans are going to support us. This is great fan base. Our fans come out and support Loud Force on Sundays. You know, we have a great fan base.